Welcome, everybody, to the Strippin' Rips podcast, where we rip strips and dip ships. I'm L Dog.
And I'm the Corn Dog.
How's it going, Corn Dog?
It's going great, man. Holy shit, that was an awesome intro. It didn't make sense. It was the wrong name, but wow, you had all the enthusiasm in the world.
It's all it takes.
It's all it takes. Well, we're going to go straight to the top now that we got all this enthusiasm on our side.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the 50th episode of Rippin' Strips.
Holy shit.
The podcast where we rip on comic strips. Oh yeah, it only took 7 years and we're at episode 50.
That is exciting.
And stay tuned for next episode, beginning of season two.
Whoa.
And in honor of season two, I had an idea today.
Yeah, I can see
it's taking forever for me to get this together.
Up. Okay.
I don't have a proper stand, but you know what? This may be better anyway, actually. Because the stand would be like...
too far down?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like right here at the lunch table. I've been learning piano.
Let's hear what you got.
I've learned one single thing.
Are you changing the instrument right now?
Oh, yeah, good call.
No, I forgot to do that. All right, this is the only thing I learned.
Okay.
Oh, I guess you might as well do the piano, duh.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's back?
I've nailed that before, but the pressure's on.
You're nailing it.
That's the only thing I know. It's a loop. It's very short.
And I've nailed it.
I've started learning some chords and stuff. But you didn't know. Well, you're a beginner too, right? Yeah, I guess you know piano a little bit.
I grew up playing piano.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you want to take it? Ditty? Yeah, and even let's jam and get a new theme song. You can take the table over to your side. Damn, dude, I didn't know you were so good at piano.
That's not that good.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, but it looks like you could spend 30 minutes on it and get it back. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Because I know guitar, and I can see a similarity, but
yeah.
I never learned sheet music.
Yeah.
And I never really learned piano. Oy vey. And as I'm beginning to learn, it's like, yeah, this is a C, or you could play this kind of C or this kind of C. And it's just like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And
yeah,
it's like, this is more of a full. It's just like. There's so much more than I even thought there was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because you can do inverted chords or whatever. Like, that would just be this chord, but you're moving it down.
Right.
Yeah, it's confusing. It's confusing. I wish I was better at piano.
You're good. Honest. Dude, I saw you play at your place. It appeared that you could not play, but you were like, no, I'm jamming. And I was like, oh, okay, we both can't play piano. I didn't know you knew, like, all these.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up playing it. I like playing piano. I like being able to play an instrument. If you can, good for you. I wish I could, jam more, you know.
Well, here, let's move this over to your side. And I thought I was going to show off. Mine's a party trick for now. I learned the quickest thing I could. We're ripping strips, we're the place to be. Come along and journey with me into a world of comic strips galore. By the way, my mom's a whore. Oops, I got that wrong, last note wrong. Yeah. I don't know if that's a final or not. What do you think?
I love it.
Okay, sweet.
Wait.
I don't want to call everyone's mama whore every episode. I guess we can maybe trim that or edit that.
I think it's something that it's important for them to hear. Whoa, what's Casio chord?
I don't know.
Ripping strips in the style of that band. What's it called? It's California Band, The Doors. Ripping strips, we'll rip your stripping and dipping and we'll go right on our ship and get out of here on the ocean blue. Also, I love you.
Ripping strips.
Oh man, this is too fun.
I'm just dying ripping strips tonight. Couldn't even think of a joke.
Yeah, here we go.
Ooh, ripping strips. Ripping strips on the barrio. You got the banana. I do not know how to free flow, but it doesn't matter anyway. Let's go.
Ripping strips.
Ripping strips and we're having fun. Ripping strips and it's gonna be done. Ripping strips and I got a gun. Ripping strips. A podcast for fun.
All right. We're having fun with fun. Let's do it.
Let's see. What do you want for that? Do you want more of a hip hop beat?
Oh, yeah. Let's do hip hop.
Ripping strips, here we go, motherfucker. You don't even know where I'm at. Doesn't matter if you're playing baseball or football, I'm gonna hit you in the face with a bat. Fuck you, police. Fuck you, firemen. Fuck you, public servants. I hate everybody, and I'm really edgy, and this is a shitty song.
No, it wasn't. It was so good. Finally giving those firemen and those public service people a taste of your mind. You say it all off air. I'm glad that we could finally hear it on
air. Let it burn. Let the fires burn.
Oh, man. That was cool. Oh, you know what? You can learn songs on this piano.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep using the online tutor thing.
I like this one. Let's try electric guitar. What do you think about that?
Let's see what it sounds like. It won't sound anything like an electric guitar, but... Oh, yes, that Wow, it's not like you're not even playing a keyboard. Or do you have a hard out? Hell yeah.
Oh, really?
All right, well, no, let's hang out there. I was just thinking, like, I don't know, because the audience probably don't want to listen to us noodle too much.
No, I know. They probably don't. You're probably right.
But we can, and I'll just cut some of it out. I just didn't know if we were going to run out of time to ever talk the time.
Yeah, you're right. We'll probably talk. I just get carried away once I start tickling the ivory.
It's fun. I actually won a game with you. I thought that would be almost a funny, like, look how much we suck thing, but, and it probably is, but
yeah, I was surprised how good that went.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, I got to figure out. I'm going to try and figure out a new jam for next week. Next episode.
Cool. I was going to say I'll work on lyrics, but I guess I should hear the music part.
Yeah. First. And we'll both probably forget.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've been meaning to work on or just think of a chord progression, which just means do four chords, but I don't even know all the chords yet.
Well, so I didn't bother. C is very easy.
I know C and G. Well, actually, if you asked me to do it, I couldn't do it right now, but C, I kind of know C and G.
C has, it's the same D. 1, 3, 1, 3, 5. It's these three, starting on C, with your pinky on C. Or, sorry, if you're doing right hand. 1, 3, 5. Thumb on C. Then you just go, next one, you just go up like that. You don't go on any black notes, just all the way up. That's C. And that's also A minor if you start on A.
Oh, interesting. So I didn't know that it's always C. Oh, in the same placement in the... what are those called? Every time there's two and three black keys, that section, is there a name for that?
I guess that would just be an octave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because you there can you go all the way back up to C.
But yeah, it's a real shame. I learned kind of a lot of little ditties on guitar, but I only learned tabs, which is a number on a string. It's a weird way to learn music, I guess. I never learned sheet music. Mm. And I started to learn trumpet, but why did I choose the hardest instrument?
Yeah, trumpet's hard. Yeah.
So I gave up on that real quick because yeah. I was just like, I was a little kid in fifth grade.
Yeah, I know. Piano's fun, especially when you learn how to play, like, you know, you play still DRE or something like that.
Right.
You play fun songs like that on the piano.
Yeah, I'm going to learn Digital Love next. Before I even know all the chords, because that's like three chords, the whole song. And I can already sing.
Oh, perfect.
The difference in the song, like each section is just them singing differently.
Right.
Singing like a different melody.
Right. Yeah, you could probably do some Weezer too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, Weezer, you can forget and re-remember songs. And on guitar, the Sweater Song.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. The thing in the world to learn. One I was thinking.
I hadn't played it in a decade, and somebody had a guitar over at the studio, and I was like, "Hey, give me this guitar." And I was like trying to remember it. I looked it up and relearned it in like 2 seconds. I just had to remember how it starts, and then you can play the whole song all the way through, basically.
Yep, that's exactly the song. That was the song. That's great.
Have you seen the viral video of those kids playing that song on at like a talent show?
No.
Dude, it's the perfect beginner song. They're playing it kind semi-poorly. They're all hitting the notes, but it's like they're kids.
Yeah.
And it's such a dinky little song. So it's like as it trudges along, all of a sudden the keyboard just collapses. And they all stop and look at it. And then like a teacher comes out and like helps them like clean up their equipment. They just leave. It's the funniest thing ever.
That is incredible. I do love that. Now that I freaking love. I have a funny story. I guess that's a bad way to start a story. Restart. I have a story to tell. That you may or may not find entertaining. And I'm not going to give it away whether I find it entertaining either. I'm just going to share it. And whatever reactions come, wonderful.
My expectations are below the ground. Let's hear this story.
So last night I met up with my friend. All right. You guys are already laughing. I like that. I met up with my friend and we went to a bar. He wanted to talk about you know, raising kids and whatnot. So far, you know, off to a good, funny start. This is a good premise.
Right.
So anyway, we're drinking beers. We had already talked about it. Now we're playing darts, having a good time. And there's a TV on in the background, and he's facing me. I'm looking at the TV. He's kind of facing me, and we're talking. And then all of a sudden, a phone sex commercial comes on the TV, right? Uh-huh. And I take out my phone. I go, oh, hold on. I got to make a phone call. You know, one of those classic jokes.
Oh, yeah. Classic Cornell.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to make a phone call. He's like, huh? And I turn back. And then I point to the TV, and then he turns around, and when he looks at the TV, the phone sex commercial has ended, and now it's a phone number for victims of sexual abuse. It's the very next commercial. And that was what him. He saw me go, uh-oh, I got to make a phone call. And it was for victims of sexual abuse. It was the perfect... the perfect way a stupid joke could go wrong.
What was his reaction, or did you immediately be like, oh, no, no, no?
He turned around and was like, what? What the hell? And I was like, no, my God, no. That is not what I was talking about. When I did that, it was a phone sex commercial.
What the hell? Who's selling these ads for this?
I don't know.
Show, it's all sex related.
It was, yeah.
If you're horny, call here. If you've been raped, call here. Yeah, now back to our show.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. It was insane. It was insane. That's not a joke, being like, uh-oh, I gotta make a call because I'm a victim of sexual abuse.
And I'm sure you had a shit-eating grin, like pointing up like,
oh yeah,
check out the TV. Yeah. You're gonna laugh, dude.
Oh, shit. That was insane. That was awesome. So that's what's going on in my world. I have a very worried friend now. he bought the next beer after that one.
Is this somebody I know?
Yeah, Turner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Turner.
That's funny.
Yep, that was the weird wild stuff that happened to me just last night.
Turner, you live by me, by the way. I saw him in his car the other day.
Yeah,
and I think he told me when we were in NorCal.
Yeah, I think he does live right by you in Jacksonville, Florida, where we currently reside.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And we also played darts. Are you good at darts?
I'm like above average.
You think?
Yeah, because I had a darts growing up, but...
Oh.
But I've seen... But they're, you know, I'm not that good.
Yeah. Darts?
But I think the average person will miss the dartboard every once in a while. I almost never miss the whole target.
Yeah, I miss the dartboard quite a few times. I don't know. I think alcohol might have played a part in that as well.
Oh, yeah, blame the alcohol. It's not you sucking at darts.
It was mostly me sucking at darts, to be honest with you. I think there's a lot that goes through my head before I throw a dart every time.
That's what gets you, and that's what gets me sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just need to trust that, hey, I'm an athlete.
All right. Now it's your turn, potbelly guy. It's like anybody can play darts.
Have you watched darts? They have like competitive darts on TV.
No. I imagine it's similar to bowling.
It is. And they have
in the scene.
They do. Yeah. No, it is. It looks a lot more fun to watch because they're just in like these like German style beer halls. So they have like just like these long tables. It feels like, you know, just super long, like medieval tables.
Oh, cool.
And everyone's just sitting there drinking beer, just yelling and screaming and watching the guys play darts.
Oh, dude, if there's any in LA, we should go to one.
Definitely go. It looks so fun. And they have sick, like they have like jerseys. They have like their own button up shirts that have like crazy animations of like dragons on them or, you know.
Are they like sleeveless?
Bulldogs.
So they don't get any
resistance? All the ones I've seen have sleeves. But
it'd be funny if one sleeve was gone. Like that's the type of uniform yeah. for this sport.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be incredible. That's what I love.
Or it's a toga.
Ooh, toga would be.
That'd be perfect. You're totally free.
Yeah. You're right. Well, you got to design something.
Maybe I got to join the championship.
I think you do.
Let's start a trend.
You're already above average.
Hey, oh, yeah. That's how it all starts. I still lose regularly.
Yeah, I was bad. I was bad last night. And, you know, there are people waiting to play. And when you're playing cricket, you know, cricket, where it's like...
Yeah, that's an outdoor game, though.
No, it's a game of darts.
My bad, my bad.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We have to get like, everyone has to get 320s, 319s, all the way down to 15, and then three bullseyes. You have to close all those out, and then you win if you have. And then if you close something out and the other players don't, then you can score points on that one if you hit it again.
That's a good bar game.
Yeah, yeah. It takes forever, though, if you're bad at darts. So people were waiting for a long time. They're lucky they got a game in before closing time with us, the way we were playing. But it was fun. It was really fun. And then, you know, we sat down, and the night shortly ended after that. So that's what's going on with me. Oh, I also saw Bad Boys yesterday. Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah. Forever?
I think that was the last one.
Oh, wow. I just made that up as a sequel, a generic sequel name.
But it was four. I think it was Bad Boys 4 ever.
Oh, that's worse.
And then this is number 5, I think.
Fan 5 Stick.
That's it. That's also stick. The name. Fan 5 Stick. that was a fun movie.
Nice.
It was good.
Did anybody get slapped? Did they ever reference that in the movie? That would be funny.
That would be funny, but no, I don't think they definitely did not reference it. Will Smith is too old to be the charming Lothario character of his youth, is what I learned from watching that movie.
Oh, really?
He didn't seem cool and charming anymore. He seems weird and creepy. You know?
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, but I suspect a piece of him is dead now.
Yes.
Like, from what has happened. I mean, he's been traumatized. He did it to himself. He did it. But I bet that whole slapping thing has changed his whole aura. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet he's got like a weird sadness, distant look in his eyes.
Well, and then there was.
And it's hard to like be charismatic. It's
yeah.
I was telling my friend the other day, I don't want to give away who it is. My friend's telling me about how his friend's like screwing him over, but he didn't say anything because they've been old friends. And it's like, well, personally, I like to call people out, but like make it a joke or something, like, because he bought his friend movie tickets and then his friend bought himself popcorn. And I was like, well, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, is my popcorn on the way? Yeah, like, you know, you make a joke.
Yeah.
Make them feel silly. You don't even make them pay for it. It's just like, I noticed this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he held on to it. But I also said, you know what, though? Maybe that's just my personality. And because if you try to do something you're not comfortable with, it will come out awkward and there will be tension, you know?
Sure.
So I don't know where I was going with that other than, I guess, like Will Smith's new sadness will come through no matter what, even if he's a good actor. Like, it'll be a little different. May not be bad, but he's not going to be the same.
Yeah, and it came out that his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, was sleeping with someone else.
Yeah, their son's friend.
Is that it?
Truly.
Wow.
Dude, she's evil. I mean, that's not even a controversial statement. Like, she's insane.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's. I've followed it, I guess, a little more than you, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't followed it super close. But, like, yeah. I mean, what's basically happened was they had, well, her whole Red Table talk, every episode is her, like, sharing too much, simply. Yeah, yeah. I mean, not everything she does is, like, the worst thing in the world that no other family would do, but it's like. That's the perfect example, though. Like, she has been sharing too much about her relationship with her immediate family.
Right.
And having them on the show, they share too much. That's been an ongoing thing since that show started on Facebook.
Like, right.
No one watched it.
Right.
But every time I caught it, I did notice that. And apparently everybody did. But when Will finally came on that episode, the whole thing was weird. But yeah, she basically was. I guess you didn't see any of that, huh?
No.
Oh my gosh, that episode is insane because they're basically saying we were taking a break and during that break, Jada slept with their son's friend. And Will's like, well, why'd you do that? Why do you think you did that? And she's like, you know, I just wanted to feel good, you know? And she's all cheerful the whole episode. And at one point he's like, yeah, well, we got to take accountability, you know? And sometimes you got to apologize, or he said something like that, or have contrition or something. And she was just like, or sometimes you feel bad about something you did, but it's in the past. And she was like, yeah, but you know, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything to feel bad about though. And it was just like, it was like they didn't know each other and they completely disagreed. And the subject at hand was her sleeping with their son's friend.
Right.
And it was her show that this happened on. It was, none of it. She is completely insane. And clearly that revealed their relationship, that he's kind of a cuck, for lack of a better word. And,
I think it's the perfect word.
Leading up to the Oscar slap, that's what was going on when that slap happened. So when Chris Rock made fun of his wife, he's like, oh, well, now everyone's watching. I'm going to show everyone I'm a tough guy.
Right.
That's what everyone believes, including myself, basically right. happens.
Right. And
there's a couple other things. Like, there's a clip of her trying to promote her show in their house that, you know, their husband and wife. She, like, puts a camera in his face. He's like, now I'm having our couples therapist on, and she really fixed our relationship. What do you have to say about that? And Will's just like, I'm in my house. Like, social media is my bread and butter. Like, don't do this right now. I'm not.
Right.
And she's like, and she aims it at herself. Like, see, I'm still dealing with foolishness. It's just like, bitch, you are insane. Yeah. You really know how to piss everyone off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're both insane. Because they could get divorced.
Dude. Yeah. People are just insane. People are weird.
Yeah. And you can tell that from Will Smith by his acting in the new Bad Boys film. He is not charming. Martin Lawrence, though, even though he's a bit thicker, kind of a thick daddy, he is amazing. Martin Lawrence is always great.
I've always loved Martin Lawrence in everything. Same. Including there's some obscure cop film he's in that I love.
Like Big Mama's Steve House.
Oh, I haven't seen Big Mama's House.
Blue, is that Blue Streak?
No, but it's something like that. Steve Zahn has a black girlfriend, and Martin Lawrence is basically a racist black guy.
I remember that. Up. Wasn't there something?
And he's like, "You white bitch, you piece of shit." Da da da. And then like his girlfriend comes in and kisses him, and he's like, "What the hell?"
Yeah.
So dumb, but I love it. He's just great at being.
And Steve Zahn's incredible
apoplectic.
Too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Black Knight, great film. We're big Martin Lawrence fans.
But he's a guy whose personal life I have no idea about. I heard,
right?
What's his name? Dave Chappelle talk about him going crazy. I never even was aware of that.
Martin Lawrence went crazy.
Yeah, he was in a street.
He was in a street with like a gun and a puffy coat and like 100 degrees in L.A. 100 degrees.
I never
day.
Even knew that happened until Dave Chappelle referenced it.
Yeah, he talks about it in one of his stand-up specials, I think. Martin Lawrence addressed it. Oh. He did the Richard Pryor move.
Is Martin Lawrence run tell that? Anyway.
Is that a stand-up special?
I think that's his stand-up special.
Could be, my friend. Could be. He has multiple. He's one of the funniest guys ever. Martin the Show, fantastic. Big fan of the man. All right. Should I read a rip, please?
Let's do it. I was just comparing Fresh Prince and Martin in my head. That's pretty close. I like them both.
Which one?
Fresh Prince and Martin. I was going to say Martin's better, but it's like, nah, Fresh Prince is pretty fun to watch.
Fresh Prince is pretty fun to watch.
Because of
I think
Antonio, whatever his name is.
Alfonso Ribeiro,
yeah.
Yeah, and Uncle Phil is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, they're all great.
Hillary's so good.
Hillary's hot, man.
She is.
They never in the show treat her like she's a beautiful woman, but it's like, jeez.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, But Martin is funnier, I think. Martin is funnier.
Martin himself is funnier than Will Smith, of course.
Yes, but the show, I think, is funnier, too. It, or yeah, at least it holds up better.
Yeah, you might. I don't know.
I've rewatched.
It's less corny, for sure.
Yes, and I rewatched all of Fresh Prince with my daughter. And it was all right. There's some funny moments. Oh. It's cute, it's touching, whatever. But it wasn't as funny as I remembered it being. And Martin is still. Okay, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Let's do it. Okay. Fact number one. These aren't great.
Again, setting the bar low to blow your mind.
Yes. Okay. A recent study found cats enjoy being around humans who tolerate them more than those who act overly affectionate.
Oh, that is interesting. It's not unbelievable.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but the point of having a cat is to pet it and kiss it and snuggle with it. I think if you own a cat, really? It's pretty affectionate with you.
Yeah, your last black cat, I forgot his name now.
Bootsy.
Yeah, Bootsy was super affectionate. Actually, they both were.
Yeah.
Chicken was too. But I do like having a cat around that just hangs out and watches you and wags their tail. There's something calming about that, and I kind of get it. It's a lot less in your face than a dog.
Right, right. Yeah, the biggest problem... I've always liked cats, and you know, it is a different thing than a dog. Obviously, they're not like as excited to see you maybe in the same way. I guess it all depends on the dog and the cat. But the litter box, I don't like the litter box.
I don't
have to deal with that shit anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get a cat for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just gross. It's gross and it sucks. Okay, fact number two. Egyptians were recorded as using scarecrows over 3,000 years ago.
Another interesting but very believable fact. I don't think these suck. They're kind of interesting factoids.
Oh, okay. You're liking them.
It's okay. I'm being stimulated mentally.
Oh, good. Just mentally. All right, and here's the last one. I like this one a lot. Mummies were buried with their underwear. And this one.
All right, fuck you, Ripley.
Who gives a fuck? That's what I liked. The mummy's going, "Arr," and then it's thinking, "I shouldn't have skipped laundry day this week."
Ew, I like that he's got heart boxers.
He's wearing heart boxes over his wrapped body. That is incredible. You don't think that one's a good one?
Nah, I don't know. Does that make any difference to me whatsoever? No.
Well, does any of them make any difference to you whatsoever?
I already forgot what the other two are.
You don't find mummies being buried with their underwear stimulating at all mentally?
Nope.
Wow.
Only sexually.
Wow. I wonder what ancient Egyptian underwear even looked like. Were they even wearing underwear back then?
I actually kind of would have assumed not. I didn't know they
had underwear. Right.
I thought they just had like a sheet wrapped around their waist.
Yeah, like a sarong.
Yes.
And if that's sarong, I don't want to be sarai. I think that's part of probably would have been one of the benefits of being in ancient Egypt. It's so hot there. You just can kind of let your twig and berries flop around. I don't like the term twig and berries, but I used it, and so I apologize.
Apology accepted.
Your meat and...
Two veg.
Two veg. That's right. There you go.
Those are the two that... that guy used in that movie. The Spy Who Shagged Me. What's his name?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Those are the very two that he used.
Really?
In one of those movies, yeah.
I have
my twig and berries. My meat and two veg. He's like listing them.
Yeah. God, I gotta watch that movie again.
Well, sounds like you already did, and you ripped it off in your hack. Anyway.
I am a big... you know what? I never saw The Love Guru, and I would love to.
That, yeah. Oh, maybe we should comment on that.
That would be fun.
Do it.
Because I loved... all the Austin Powers, obviously. I love the Pentaverate, his Netflix series.
Never heard
it. It was like a mini series, limited series. It was like 5 episodes.
Actually, I have heard of it, but yeah, I never saw it.
It's incredible.
In
he's
a good
great.
Way, or it's so shitty, it's fun to make fun of.
Okay, it's not incredible, but it's fun. It's funny. I liked it.
No, it was that was a really good question.
No, I know.
Is
it's
it good?
Not,
good. Is
well,
it good?
Then
bad,
it made me realize. Okay, it's not so bad. It's funny. It's not incredibly good, but it's good.
Oh, okay.
That's more of the.
You like Mike Myers? You'll check it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's good, like that.
Austin Powers is excellent.
All three
just,
of them.
I was just the other day or. Recently thinking about that $1 million joke. That's so funny. Yeah. $1 million.
Yeah, you're like, huh?
So many classic moments.
Yep. Yep. I know. Big fan. Big fan.
What's your favorite? I see that you've got a Wile E. Coyote on your arm and you've got these cartoon all-stars on your shirt.
Yeah.
What's your favorite classic cartoon character?
Probably Wile E. Coyote.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I had somehow on a VHS that had nothing written on it, a blank VHS tape, and it was just like an hour and a half or 2 hours of straight Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoons.
Hell yeah.
And it was incredible. Me and my friend, we'd watch it over and over and over again and just never got tired of it.
Oh, you know what? I just realized, I forgot about this, but we were talking about Garfield last time, and that's why I watched Garfield so much as a kid, because we had a tape of it. I forgot.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? Yeah. I've seen every one.
Yeah.
Not really, just like one season or whatever. But.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I mean, when back in our day, you had one tape of one thing and you just watched it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. And each week you could record new episodes, but it's just, but you can still watch the old ones. Yeah. So we always kind of had where we could watch reruns.
Were you taping Garfield?
Yeah.
Wow, sick.
And Ninja Turtles, I think on the same tape. I think they were on the same network, CBS.
Yeah. Or NBC?
Garfield's owned by they've been associated with CBS like since the beginning. They've won, Jim Davis won Emmys for their specials.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it was CBS, and now Paramount owns CBS, and Paramount, I believe, bought Garfield finally after decades of having like a working relationship.
Wow.
And I don't even really remember why I know all of these facts. Like, I don't remember if I saw a news thing, but like, yeah, I've just always been interested in Jim Davis and Garfield.
Now, is Jim Davis still alive?
I think so.
Okay. I wonder how old.
I don't know
he is.
Everything and I don't keep up with it, but I think he's still alive. I think I would know if he died.
And did he go the way of the Dilbert guy?
No, he seems like the nicest guy ever. And he encourages... There's a meme online, it's kind of old now, of Garfield in horror stories, like eating everything, and John is like his, you know, poor victim and slave who has to bring him lasagna and stuff.
Yeah.
And Jim loves that. He encourages fans to like draw stuff and... I don't know. He just seems really cool and supportive of fans who are artists, similar to like how George Lucas was with the fan films of Star Wars and stuff like that. Technically, you can enforce copyright on people like that, but I think they're doing it the right way. As long as you're not trying to pose as
right
the property, the intellectual property, then Yeah, I think they're doing it the right way. It just makes your property more valuable because now more people know about it.
Yeah, just like the way Bill Patterson loves the, or Bill Watterson or whatever his name is, loves the Calvin's peeing on the back.
Oh, yeah.
And the Calvin's praying, kneeling at the cross.
Well, that's interesting, too, because that's very, yeah, I guess the Garfield thing is still broad. It's not like conservative right. or liberal.
Right, right, right.
But at some point, a bunch of rednecks decided they love Calvin. What's that about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's nothing rednecky about the...
I mean, he is the type of guy who would pee on something. I'll give you that.
Is he even? He just seems like a nice kid. He's like a little bit rambunctious. He's a
troublemaker. Yeah, he's a troublemaker.
It's like Dennis the Menace wouldn't piss on something, you know. He is a menace, but it's like, he's not mean.
How do you know he wouldn't piss on something? He's more of a take a shit on something type of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but with a smile on his face. Hey, Mr. Wilson, I brought you something. I left something on your doorstep. I hope you like it.
Dennis the Menace is cute. He's like a cute kid. He seemed like he didn't mean to do wrong. I don't know.
It's a good care. That's a good intellectual property, speaking of that stuff. Although yeah. they're not using it these days.
He's just like a smiling face that is just like actually the, you know, anarchy.
Yeah. And the whole plot that recurs is very, it's like conflict without malice.
Right, exactly.
Like, Mr. Wilson is so angry at Dennis, but he's never going to hurt Dennis. You know, he's right. a nice guy. You actually kind of like Mr. Wilson, yeah. too. And you're laughing at all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I was watching something about the movie Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
Which was a John Hughes film. I didn't even know that.
Really?
It makes sense, though. It was a lot. Did have the feel of Home Alone yeah. without being good.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why I got that on the mind. Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace.
They've got, yeah, there's a whole history there.
Well, yeah, what did you learn about the movie?
I learned John Hughes made it.
Oh, yeah.
This guy made a video, essay about how good the movie actually is. It gets a bad rap and all this stuff.
Interesting. I think I saw it in theaters.
I might have too, and I liked it. Looking back, I remember it as kind of a bad schlocky film, but still, you know.
Schlocky?
Yeah, just like...
What's schlocky mean?
I said something I don't even know. I can't even define. I think it means like...
Is it a word?
Because I almost said shit. It is a word. Oh, I almost sorry. Said like low budget, but that's not true. It's just tacky, tacky.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to know a word to use it.
Yeah, flup it.
I don't know that. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Most of the words I use, if they're big, I think everyone does that. It feels like it's supposed to be so embarrassing, but you sometimes a word pops out of your brain and you're like, as it's coming out, you're like, I hope I'm using this correctly. That's how you learn the goddamn language.
Well, schlock would usually refer to a cheapo zombie movie from Schlocky. The 80s or something. Yeah.
It's like a B movie, like Roger Corman style.
Exactly. So it does seem like a higher budget, but B movie to me. Look, right. Even looking back without watching it again, it's like, yeah, I mean... The stunts were kind of weird and weirdly yeah. gross. There's a weird grossness to it.
Interesting.
To me. I remember that the whole time. Like, he's shooting pills into the guy's mouth, and, like, there's a burning, melting marshmallow on the guy's head.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. And the Christopher Lloyd plays this homeless guy who's, like, really nasty. And
Yeah. So it's, like, oddly scary. Or, like, yeah, disturbing.
But yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
That's how Problem Child was for me. I remember.
Well, that's, yeah. That's supposed to be creepy.
Problem Child? It's a comedy.
Oh, I thought that was the one with Macaulay Culkin where he's like killing people.
No.
Oh, Chucky.
Oh, yeah, Chucky. Wait, Macaulay Culkin's in Chucky?
No, he's in something called, I thought, Problem Child. Maybe it's called The Good Son or something like that.
Problem Child was like a bad kid. That this one was like Dennis the Menace, basically. He was like a redheaded kid who just like was really, really bad. I don't even remember. That'd be an interesting
one. Oh, so that's not the Chucky movie. Problem Child.
No, he wasn't killing anyone. It was like a comedy, but he was like making the, I remember one time he made the merry-go-round go so fast everyone started throwing up on it.
Yeah, that sounds, I would say schlocky, but I'm probably using it wrong, but that's what I'm thinking.
That's,
it's just like
schlocky.
It's just like, who is this for? Who would ever enjoy this?
Right. Yeah, just like gross. I remember just being grossed out as a kid, but I watched it probably 100 times. Yeah, but when you're a kid, you want to be you're interested by feeling gross. You're like, oh wow, this is an interesting feeling. I don't like.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry, I actually asked that question originally. What's your favorite cartoon? Because I was gonna say mine is Droopy.
Droopy the dog.
Yeah.
Or is it just Droopy Dog?
Droopy Dog, Tex Avery's creation.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't know this when I originally, as a kid, was like, this is the best one. They're the funniest to me. But later I learned Tex Avery created Droopy after he did a lot of great stuff with Looney Tunes. And yeah, Droopy's fucking hilarious, man.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when you think of Droopy, you're thinking of this low energy dog.
Yeah.
But the cartoons themselves are so chaotic. And then Droopy is like in the middle of it, and he's like the hero, and he's just like, you open a thing, he's there like, hello.
It's just
like the funniest fucking thing. And his antagonist is either a bulldog or a wolf usually. I guess it could be anything. It was a bull. I guess it's, anyway, the antagonist is always so high energy.
Yeah.
And usually, I guess I shouldn't blanket say they're all like this, but there's, they reuse plots in Looney Tunes and in all those cartoons.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
One that they do with Droopy a couple times, the first time he's fighting a bull, and but he's just a cute little puppy dog. So the bull doesn't even want to hurt him. So like Droopy's like, I'm going to get you, Mr. Bull. And he's like poking him with like a stick.
Yeah.
And like the bull's like, and he like puts him over here. And then he's like, I don't remember the whole cartoon, but basically up until the very end, Droopy, this happens a couple times in cartoons, but he pulls out a picture of like a girl he's in love with. He's like, I'm never going to prove to Daisy that I'm capable or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the bull sees that, draws a mustache on the face of Droopy's crush, and then Droopy turns around and just starts throwing him around and like, but Droopy's not moving. It's just his arm like doing
right,
this and like,
right.
Dude, I don't know. The slapstick in those movies is the best.
All right,
come back to reality. Sorry.
Let's watch some Droopy. I'm ready. I'm ready. We can watch an episode of some Droopy cartoons after this. I got nothing to do. But in the meantime, let's wrap this thing up and get to our comics.
Let's do it.
Get to our comics. You won last week. So it is up to you to bring it on, my friend.
We've got La Cucaracha by Lalo Alcatraz. Alcaraz, damn it. He's not a prison. Two panels. A teacher, well, let's see. How should I lay this out? It's like an adult talking to a kid. And the kid's been cholo-ized. He's got a hat over his eyes. Whatever.
Got it. Okay.
Cute little kid with a hat over his eyes. And the teacher says, Yeah, she's a teacher, and she says, I saw that a teacher painted her classroom like a camper, so I decided to put my own spin on it. What do you think, Chato? It zooms out, and she's basically created like a beach environment in her classroom, and it says, Teacher Vero's classroom, and Chato says, wait, is that his name? Yep. You know, you're only torturing yourself, Teacher Vero. And then she says, hush, child, summer's not over. I thought.
I don't even really get it. She painted like a beach because she'd rather be at the beach than at school.
Yeah, but I guess the only reason I laughed is because the kid's saying, "You're only torturing yourself,
yeah,
teacher." And I thought that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm bringing back Heathcliff. Oh. I'm bringing in Heathcliff. And in this one, you got a man standing in front of a business and Heathcliff standing in front of a business. And Heathcliff is wearing a wig. And the business has a sign that says cat wigs on it. And two signs. And there's like little cat wigs in the window. It says cat wigs on the window as well. And then across the street, there's a bunch of dogs and they're upset. They're protesting. They have a sign that says unfair. And a boy is saying to the man and Heathcliff, they want dog wigs too.
That's funny. It's funnier than mine.
It's funny. That is a good one. I'm standing by it. Heathcliff.
Actually, I don't know. They're tied in my mind, but I'm going to give it to you because Lilo sucks.
All right. Heathcliff wins. Woo! And all right. Tune in next episode. We're going to bring back Heathcliff. We're going to battle another comic that Logan brings to the table. Of course, we'll do some Ripley's. Please reach out with any questions you have for comments. even if you just hit your head onto the keyboard and press enter, we'll take it. That sounds great. Until then, everyone. Keep gripping.
Keep ripping. And keep stripping.